If you're wondering whether or not it's time to let go of your ex, ask yourself this question: am I living my best life while I hold on to him? Maybe you are, or maybe you aren't. But today we're going to talk about things you're missing out on when you hold on to your ex. So you don't want to miss this episode. Join me after this. Hey, sis. Welcome to Goodbye Heartbreak, Hello Healing. Are you hurt and confused after a recent breakup? Are you having thoughts like, I can't believe I'm here again, why wasn't I enough for him, or I'm never going to get married? Do you find yourself Googling how to get past the breakup or how to heal my broken heart? Do you start your morning feeling like you can finally breathe again, only to fall apart when you see a picture of your ex on social media? Hey sis, I'm Candace. I too was a single Christian woman who was heartbroken but still desired marriage. I too had numerous failed relationships and wished the right man would come along. I wanted closure from past relationships, healing for my heart, and I wanted to feel joy in my life again. But the truth is, I had no idea where to start or how to make any of this happen until I found the secret: partnering with God to heal from heartbreak. In this podcast, you will find tips for moving on after breakups, growing your relationship with God, and preparing for future relationships so that you will heal your heart and be ready to move forward into the life you desire. So turn off those heartbreak songs and turn me up in those earbuds. It's time to heal, sis. Hey, sis, and welcome back for another episode. I'm so excited that you're here today. I am loving connecting with you all week after week, and I'm so happy that you all are showing up. And listen, if you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, go ahead and hit your subscribe button wherever you're listening. And also, if you have not left your 5-star written review yet, go ahead and leave your review. It really helps the show, and it helps other women just like you to find the show. So today I have an awesome topic that I want to talk about, because I hear so many women who are holding out hope that they will get back together with their ex, that things will work out, and they will be able to live happily ever after. But in some of these regards, the ex is not really checking for them, okay? It's not really looking like things are going to work out, and the way that things ended is a good indication that it shouldn't work out. And so you have to ask yourself, is it time? How long has it been? Have I been holding out hope for weeks, months, or even years? Sis, sometimes you just have to cut the cord. Sometimes when you're not sure what to do, you just have to take that step forward and say, you know what? It's time to let go. But if you're not sure whether or not the time has come, well, let's talk about some things you're missing out on when you hold on to your ex, okay? I have been here, I have done this, so I know. I know what it's like to hold on to the person because you love them, because you think that, hey, it should come back around again. We can work things out. Maybe I acted too rashly, or maybe he didn't mean it. Those are all things that might go on in your mind. But when you hold on so tight to this idea of getting back together with your ex, you miss out on some things, okay? Some good things. And so we're going to talk about it right now. The first thing you miss out on is growing your relationship with God, okay? Now, you might be saying, wait a minute. I'm talking to God, I'm praying to God, all of these things. But when you're holding on to something so tightly, like you're holding on to your ex, the likelihood that you're putting God first and making him a priority versus making your ex the priority is kind of slim, okay? So you have to realize that sometimes we have this idea, and I just want you to take inventory of how much you actually spend, how much time you actually spend thinking about your ex, thinking about the past, thinking about the relationship, or daydreaming about what it could be like if y'all get back together and all of these things. And how much time, how much of that time could you be spending with God in prayer, reading your Bible, getting to know God, resting in him, delighting in him? You are missing out on some good quality time with God because you're spending a lot of that time thinking about your ex. So maybe you haven't thought about it that way, but think about it. Just think about how much time you're actually spending. Because if you're holding on for dear life, like I know so many of you are, and I am not judging you, okay? Like I said, I have been there, but I also don't want you to miss out on these good things. So it might be time to cut the cord, sis. All right, so that's the first one, growing your relationship with God. The second thing is peace. When you are holding on so tight to your ex, you're not sure what's going to happen. So things like fear creep in, anxiety creeps in. You're wondering what he's doing. Who's he with? Who's he talking to? Is he enjoying life without me? You have all of these things in your head because you're holding on to him. You're hoping that he'll come back to you. You're hoping that things will work out, and they may not. When you have all these thoughts running through your mind, you do not have peace. There's no way you can have it. There's no way that you can hold on to him and hold on to your peace at the same time. If you two are not together anymore, sis, it's time to march forward. Let it go. Hey, sis, are you missing your ex, feeling lonely, and feeling unworthy? Do you wish there was a way to stop crying yourself to sleep at night, get the closure you need after that breakup, and get over your ex? I understand. I know what it's like to have another failed relationship, have my heart broken, and feel like I will never find someone to love me. But sis, imagine if you can finally get past the pain, have a healed heart, find the peace you're looking for, and move on to what God has for you. Well, it's totally possible with my customized heart healing plan, where I give you personalized strategies for healing, letting go, and moving forward with God. You will be able to carry out simple steps to see real progress on your heart healing journey and actually gain peace. You will walk away with a detailed plan with a specific goal and between 1 to 3 simple steps to carry out the healing goal. Plus, you get accountability from me, and you can email me questions for 2 full weeks after our session. So if you're ready for your customized heart healing plan based on your specific healing needs with accountability and support, head over to CandiceABaddies.com/services to book your 60-minute heart healing coaching session. Spots are limited, so be sure to book yours today so you can finally heal and get to the life that God has for you. Remember this from Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. I love you, sis. Now let's get back to today's episode. Number 3, you're missing out on new experiences. So I don't know, again, this may be one of those things that you haven't really thought about, but there are so many things that you could be doing with the time that you spend thinking about your ex, stalking him on social media. You know, we've talked about spending time with God, but there's also other things that you could be doing that you're missing out on. Sometimes, like I know there were times where like I just didn't feel up to going out. And so I would just say, hey, you know what? I'm staying home. I don't feel like going anywhere. When my friends might invite me to go a place with them. And sometimes it takes real good friends to be like, you know what? No, you're coming. Get your stuff. Let's go. I'm gonna stay here and wait for you outside until you get out here. But sometimes you're missing out on all of these new experiences. There may be things that you may have always wanted to do, but you're like, I want to do them with someone, or I wanted to do that with him, so I'm not going to do it right now, or I'm not going to do this because it reminds me of him. And if you were to let him go, it would be so much easier for you to frequent places that you guys maybe used to go to if you really go through the grieving process and get over him. But that's hard to do when you're still holding on to him. Again, if there's things that you felt like y'all wanted to do together and now you just can't bring yourself to do it because you know, you're holding on hope that he'll come back and y'all can still do it together. But sis, listen, don't let these opportunities pass you by. Don't let the opportunity to enjoy life just blow in the wind because you are so fixated that it has to be you and him. You have to be able to enjoy your life regardless if you're with this person or not. And then the fourth thing that you are missing out on is meeting the right person. And so you're like, you think you can have it both ways, I think. There's a lot, because I thought I could have it both ways too. And so there are a lot of people who are like, you know what, I still love my ex and I hope he'll come back to me. But at the same time, if he doesn't come back to me, then I still want to meet someone. Well, sis, you can't hold two things at one time. You can't hold him in your heart and still think your heart is open to be with someone else and love someone else. Now, yeah, granted, you can meet someone and you can go out with them and y'all can date, but you're gonna wonder why something is holding you back from fully enjoying your experience with this person or fully falling for this person. It's because your ex is the one that's in your heart. You have not let him go. You're still holding on to him. You still are harboring feelings for him. And that's pretty unfair to another person. Like, you shouldn't even get involved with someone else when you're still holding on to your ex. And so it's going to really prevent you from really seeing the fullness of what's out there for you, to have good expectations about what's out there and available to you as far as a mate goes. And so it hinders the dating process. It's like you think you're dating with purpose and intention, but truly you're not, because you are holding on to your ex. You're allowing him to occupy the space in your heart, in your mind, and in your life that is meant for someone else. And as long as he's there, as long as you have not let him go, that right person can't come in and occupy that space. It just won't happen. It cannot happen, because when it comes to our hearts, when it comes to, you know, that part of us, only one person can occupy that space at a time. Sorry to tell you. I know you might think that you can love two people at once like that, but only one person can truly occupy that space at one time. So you gotta let go of your exes. You have to let him go. And you're like, but what if he's the one? If he's the one, then he will be the one. But that doesn't mean that you have to hold on to him so tightly right now. I don't want to use this cliche, but because it's such a cliche and I don't believe it in the sense, but you know, there's that saying that people say, you know, if you love something, let them go. And if they come back, you'll know, something like that. I remember it from a Christina Aguilera song from a long time ago, but at the same time, it's a sentiment that if you love this person, but it's not working out between you in this season, you do have to let that person go, because growth needs to happen on both parties, in both parties, on both parts. You need to grow, that person needs to grow, and y'all need to heal, and things need to happen in each individual person. And if you are meant to be together, you will be together. And if you're not, then you're not. And it's okay. Either way, it's okay. As long as you do the healing work without the expectation that this person is going to come back into your life, like, you're not healing for them, you have to heal for you. So heal for you, sis. Let your ex go. And if he's meant to be in your life, then he will be. God will make sure of it. You're not going to miss the mark. You're not going to miss that. But have enough faith in God and respect for yourself, truly, to let him go, because the more you hold on to him, the tighter you hold on, the longer it's going to take for you to actually move on. And there are people that I know who have never actually moved on from a certain person or relationship because they never took the time to let that person go and heal and get over them. You can't heal and move forward when you're holding on. It just can't happen. So I want to see you healed, whole, sis, ready to move forward, looking forward to what's next in your life. So I want you to let this go. I'm telling you, if you guys are not right now in conversation about reconciling that relationship, if you don't see a clear path forward with this person, then just let it go. And if in another season that person is meant to be in your life, they will be. That's what I believe. So these four things, again, that you miss out on when you hold on to your ex is: number one, growing your relationship with God. Number two, peace. Number three, new experiences. And number four, meeting the right person. All right. So I hope you found this helpful. I hope that you are able to take this under advisement if you find yourself in this situation right now, so that you can make a decision, because as long as you're just in limbo, it's going to be hard for you to have peace, experience the good life that God has for you, and to move on with your life, all right? And I want to see you moving forward, not staying stagnant, all right? So I love you, sis, and I will talk to you again next week. Bye. Hey, sis, listen, if you've been blessed, changed or inspired by this podcast in any way, please subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This is the number one way that you can thank me and show support for the show. Also, if this podcast blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Do a quick share and bless someone else. Please know I am so grateful for each and every one of you, and I would love to hear from you. Come connect with me and other like-minded individuals in my Facebook group called Christian Women Overcoming Heartbreak and Finding Purpose. I can't wait to meet you back here really soon. Until then, remember to love the life you have while you're making it better. Love you, sis.